I'm talking to Austin, and Austin is the minister of the Baptist Church here in Cowra, and it's straight after the Easter service. There's a lot of people here, and he's just taken a couple of minutes out to talk to me and answer a couple of questions. So you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay, so the first question is, what is the original meaning of Easter?
Well, I guess Easter actually has a good, strong significance for us as Christians. We're really sort of remembering Jesus' death and resurrection. And for us as Christian, that's a very, very important time. Recognise that, you know, the dates might be different and stuff, historically and stuff, but the important thing is, ultimately, is that we remember the coming of Jesus, his death and his resurrection. And ultimately, I think for committed Christians, actually, we celebrate that every day, not just at Easter, but Easter actually provides us with a good opportunity, I guess, to share that news with others as well. So that gives us a great opportunity. Although I don't go into the commercialism so much, it's a bit embarrassing sometimes, but, you know, we try and make the most of it and say, okay, well, have a think about who Jesus is and what he's actually come to do.
So when you say commercialism, you're not so much of an Easter bunny chocolate egg sort of church.
I like eating chocolate, but that doesn't matter what sort of wrapping it's in and stuff. So I'm not a big bunny person. So I'm not into the...
So it's not a big eggs. Focus.
No, it's not for us. Although, you know, I buy the kids Easter eggs and stuff, but that's just because I like eating chocolate. Sure. And it's
Okay, so I'm with Neville, and Neville is not the minister of the Uniting Church. Is that where we are? But you delivered the Easter message this morning.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So, quick questions. What is the original meaning of Easter?
Well, the original Easter message really is the, the resurrection, the death and resurrection of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And that's the message we shared this morning, the resurrection. And the way in which we can identify with Christ, that he's died and he knows the feelings of grief, and now we can share in his in the joy of being resurrected and the life now that he offers to us as eternal life.
And that's the Easter Sunday message. The original meaning of the word Easter?
Well, I would say that would be new life. That's as I understand.
As we understand it. Well, it's a beautiful day, and in the Christian tradition, it is the Easter Sunday. And I'm speaking with Michael of the Christian Outreach Centre in Cowra. Ignite is what it's called. And I've just grabbed hold of him after his Easter service, and he's agreed to answer questions. Are you ready for those?
That's right.
Here we go. So, first question is, what is the original meaning of Easter?
The original meaning of Easter, yeah. Originally I think Easter was a pagan tradition, but for the Christian interpretation of what Easter is, it's the day that, or the weekend that we celebrate the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. And before that, then what was it? You mentioned a pagan.
I'm not quite sure exactly what details of that.
If Easter was the Babylonian fertility goddess, would that surprise you?
No, probably not.
Okay. And so, but the original meaning of Easter, the word Easter?
The original meaning of Easter, I guess I'm a bit sort of vague on that. I guess I've just sort of jumped on, what has become known as Easter. I'm sure it actually has some sort of historical sort of pagan influence, even actually, ultimately, just like Christmas does in some ways. But I guess what we've done is Christianized it in that sense. And so, because Jesus is who he is and he's done what he's done, that's important to us. And yeah, I guess historically, Christians have actually sort of picked up on some other sort of festivals and stuff and Christianized them, and I think that's what's actually happened with Easter as well.
Is that part of what Paul refers to as the freedom in Christ, that gives Christians the ability to take Easter, which is actually the Babylonian fertility goddess, and as you say, Christianize it?
Yeah, I guess there is a sense in which we know we have that sort of liberty. But I don't know if that's the focus of Paul's teaching at that particular point.
What place does the Passover have in the Christian Easter, the Jewish Passover? Does that have significance anymore?
Well, probably not within our within our experience anyway, sure. at this
okay.
time.
Mm. Okay. Neville, thank you very much for your time. What place does the Jewish Passover have in the Christian Easter?
Well, in terms of the traditional Jewish Passover, it would be we basically celebrate the Christ Passover. So the one that Jesus did, where he talks about the bread and the wine, but in terms of the traditional one, no, we don't.
Okay.
We acknowledge it, we teach it, we talk about it, but we don't actually practice it in terms of yeah.
Okay, so days like Passover, unleavened bread, first fruits, does that have a significance in the Christian tradition?
Well, I can't speak for the Christian. We're just one aspect of it, but that's probably not. We acknowledge it, but we probably don't. It's not an emphasis.
Sure. Okay. What place does the Jewish Passover have in the Christian Easter?
Well, I think it is very, very significant because Jesus is actually identified for us as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And so historically with the Jewish Passover, where they're remembering where they actually escape Egypt when they paint the doorposts with the blood and lots of Egyptians die, but those that actually have been obedient to God's word paint their doorposts and stuff with the blood of the lamb and they're covered, and so they don't experience the death that the rest of the Egyptians actually did. And ultimately we see Jesus in some ways as actually fulfilling that, so he's our Passover lamb, and because he's because we trust in him and his blood actually covers us and protects us from condemnation and sin and death.
Unleavened bread and first fruits that follow Passover, they also have a significance?
Not so much, to be honest. In some churches, probably more so, but not so much for us here.
So it's not so much a focus here in this church?
No.
Okay, all right. Austin, thank you very much for your time.
Pleasure. Thanks very much, Jono.
Thanks, mate. The Egyptians venerated sheep because they worshipped the ram god Amun-Ra. How do you think they would have reacted when the Israelites slaughtered a symbol of their god and painted its blood on the doorpost?
I think they were probably more worried about the death of their firstborn males in the place.
Sure, which came later. Yeah. Absolutely. But when they were watching this occur, when they're painting, taking a lamb and slaughtering it, painting the blood on the doorpost, how do you think they would have reacted?
Oh, yeah. So I don't know. I don't know enough about history to know whether if they were sacred and they would. So anyway, I don't know.
Michael, thank you very much for your time.
All right.